Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus. I am here with PAD Pulse Alliance. Just confirming we're good for 9:30 Eastern?
Yeah, we're ready whenever you guys are. I do want to ask you a question, though. Is it pronounced Anahita Dua?
Anahita Dua. And then the other name is the one that's a little tricky.
Okay.
It's Dr. Felucio. And then the last name is pronounced Thackeray Day.
I would have had that completely wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Thackeray Day.
Okay.
All right. And Cyrus, do you know when you're going to air this?
Yeah, it's airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 Central.
Okay. Thanks, Cyrus. And also, how long do you plan on speaking to them for?
I'm going to follow the suggested. Do they have a preference as to who answers what question?
They'll know who answers what. They have that sort of worked out.
Okay, great.
All right, perfect. We'll call you back from a different number and get the show on the road.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right. Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus? This is Ramon. I just heard my producer.
Hey.
As you can
hear
on my end.
Yeah. Everything good your way, man?
So she gave you, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, doing good, doing good.
So she gave you the pronunciation, right? I don't have to repeat
She did. It was a little different than what they had given me previously.
Should I say it to see if we match the same?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
So Dr. Anahita Dua, that's easy enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other one is Dr. Felucio Fakarede.
Okay,
that
yes,
said?
That's what she said. So the what Irene sent me had it spelled out as Fakarede.
Yeah, that's what people think it is, so yes, he corrected us quickly.
Okay. All right, then. Well, yeah, we're all set, man. I appreciate you.
All right, perfect. No problem. All right, I'm going to go ahead and patch them through.
All right. Hello. Hello. Thanks to the two of you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all can join us once again. For a radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in online around the world, thanks to iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about peripheral artery disease, or PAD. It is one of the leading causes of amputations and impacts more than 12 million Americans each year. yet it's been found that 70% have never heard of the disease and its devastating risk. Our new campaign is hoping to raise awareness, and here to talk to us more about it, we're excited to welcome Dr. Anahita Dua, as well as Dr. Felicia Fakhreddin. We're going to talk to them not only about what PAD is and also who's at risk, but also how you all can find out more information. Thanks to the two of you for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
Thank you, pleasure, Stephanie, on mine. It's such an important topic. So if you could, tell us about peripheral artery disease and how can we better understand the common risk factors of it?
So peripheral artery disease is basically just blockage of blood flow down to your legs. And this happens because multiple areas in the blood vessel can get damaged. And when they get damaged, they get mounds of plaque that actually block off or cork off the ability of blood flow to get down to the foot. So essentially, your heart pumps in your chest, and then that blood cell needs to get all the way down to your foot. And the more blockages that are on the way down, the difficult nature of getting the blood to your foot leads to ultimately some dead tissue, which can potentially lead to an amputation. And some of the risk factors, the three top ones, frankly, are what cause this damage inside the blood lining. Specifically, that is diabetes, high blood pressure, and smoking. Unfortunately, these three risk factors, when they're out of control, can cause damage to that inner lining that ultimately results in no blood flow getting to the foot and possibly an amputation.
Wow. That really shows the importance of it. And Dr. Dua, I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, you've done, I mean, a lot of talking about this topic and trying to educate people about it and also the importance of being aware. So I guess an obvious question for the two of you is, why is PAD so often overlooked then?
Yeah, it's overlooked because patients just are unaware as to linking their risk factors to peripheral arterial disease itself. So we have risk factors and we have a disease state, right? So most patients in this country know about heart attacks. Most patients know about strokes. Well, it's the same condition that led to that heart attack or that stroke that leads to peripheral arterial disease. But we realize that most patients who suffer from the risk factors, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and tobacco use, are unaware that that could lead to poor circulation in their feet or their legs. And so the four major societies realized that, hey, we need to have an awareness campaign to breach the gaps in those in lack of awareness, but also to help inform those patients and empower them to have a conversation with their healthcare providers. Because it's one thing to hear us on radio today. It's another thing to go sit down in the office and talk to your doctor and say, hey, I heard some doctors talking about PAD or PAD or poor circulation, but how do I make sure I don't undergo an amputation? Because that is a consequence of not being screened in a timely fashion, treated aggressively upstream with it in a timely fashion. So knowing your risk factors are important, but knowing the signs and symptoms of PAD, such as pain, cramping, or leg fatigue in your lower extremities, numbness, tingling, burning, having one cool extremity versus another, those are some of the signs, the symptoms that come up. And so it's imperative to go into your provider's offices, and as a patient, tell them to take off your socks, to check your pulse, and if they suspect that you have peripheral arterial disease, there's a test that can be done. It's a non-invasive test. It's just taking a blood pressure cuff in your arm and your legs and taking the ratio. It's called an ankle brachial index test, an ABI test. And it's simple, and that could tell you in a matter of minutes if you do have peripheral arterial disease and what to do next.
And that's why I'm so glad to have the two of you on here. And I want to say to you also, Dr. Pecoriti, when I was prepping for this segment, I really appreciate the work you're doing here. Of course, from my home state of Mississippi, I saw the CBS feature you had where you really talk about how this is so passionate for you. So, and that's why we're talking about this campaign. So if you all could you tell us more about the Get a Pulse on PAD campaign and how it came to be and what you hope to come from it?
Certainly. Thank you for asking that. So there are multiple types of doctors that help patients that have PAD. Specifically, vascular surgeons, interventional cardiologists, and interventional radiologists are the types of doctors that can perform procedures that can allow you to get more blood flow to your leg. So what we realized in our three big societies for these three doctor types is that we don't have enough patient awareness out there. We have all these fancy things in the hospital just waiting for you, but our patients don't even know about the disease. And sometimes because of that, they show up too late for us to be able to save their life. So what we did is we created a campaign that we're going on the road to take out to patients, where we actually are driving patients ideally to this website, www.padpulse.org, that is sponsored by all our different societies, to give patients information and let them start asking questions as to whether or not the symptoms that they may have are PAD. On this website, it'll tell you how to talk to your doctor, what the symptoms are, what to do as the next step, and how to get in contact with the right people to help you if there is an issue with your circulation. So again, that website is www.padpulse.org.
And we'll make sure that we link that up both on our Facebook page as well as in the notes for those joining us via the podcast. I really do appreciate this information. It is so important. As I mentioned, I'm with so many, more than 12 million Americans each year dealing with this, and knowing that so many don't know about it. That's why this education is so important. So, of course, communication with our doctors, as both of you have mentioned, is so important. If our audience is out there and they're curious, what are some of the questions that they need to be asking their doctors to kick off the conversation about PAD?
If you're in Mississippi, or you're, you know, which has the highest amputation rates in the country, by the way, or anywhere else listening to this, I think the first question is, listen, am I at risk for an amputation? Maybe that's another question to ask, due to my risk factors. So if you're over the age of 50, 1 in 20 of those patients will suffer from PAD. If you're a diabetic, you're 3 to 4 times likely to have peripheral arterial disease. If you have high blood pressure, you're 50% to 80% likely to get PAD. And if you're a tobacco user, you're 80% likely to use it if you dip, if you chew, if you smoke. So the questions are, am I at risk, doctor? Number two, what can I do to test for PAD? And three, after you check my pulse, are my pulses normal or are they abnormal? And number four, if you have a wound, an ulcer that's not healing properly, and someone offers you an amputation first, the question you should ask is, are there any alternative treatment strategies or options for me before an amputation is offered? You know, we believe in Southern hospitality, as to, you know, saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, all the time to doctors, but that goes out the door when someone's trying to take off a limb or a leg, knowing the devastating outcome, not only for you, but your family, in terms of you likely dying from it, suffering a stroke or a heart attack from it. So it's very important for you to know your risk upstream, know your treatment options upstream, check out the website, and to get the treatment in place that you need early on before it gets too late.
Again, such a great conversation. And as Dr. Dua mentioned, for our audience, that's PAD.org, and we'll make sure that we link that up for you guys as well. Again, thanks to the two of you for stopping by. I really appreciate you sharing this important information, and looking forward to having the two of you on the program again.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look forward to it.
Do it. Thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our Music and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.